Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Shop local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3, putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
Welcome to Shop Local Mississippi. We are talking today with local business owners. If you are a local business owner in Mississippi and you would like to be on our show and have your small business promoted, please visit us online at shoplocalmississippi.org, our Facebook page, Shop Local Mississippi, or send us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com. I have Michael Mergens standing in as co-host today as Kelly is on the road chasing baseballs in Indianapolis, I believe. Today, we are so happy to be talking with Clifton Addison. Clifton is local here in Hattiesburg, and he owns a design company. Clifton, tell us a little bit about your design company, the story behind it, how you took that leap of faith, how it evolved.
This is Addison Custom Designs, the name of the company. I guess I started out back learning when I was with my dad, you know, young at a young age, learned how to do carpentry work. But then I had a little shop there in my backyard, and I started building things and putting them on Facebook. And people started saying, hey, can you build me this or can you build me that? Can you do this? How much for this? And next thing I know, I was building all kind of stuff. And so I decided to start making American flags and selling them. And I was selling quite a few. And then I said, hey, told my wife, I said, I think I want to invest in a CNC machine. And
tell us what that is for the ones that don't know.
A CNC machine is a wood machine that actually goes, it's a router machine that goes in and really cuts out the real neat design. It's computerized that will make any kind of computerized drawing that you put in there, and you can really cut out really nice stuff. And I use it really to make my flags look really good. I put different designs on my flags and make different signs and different stuff with. But then later on, I decided to, and I was just selling, you know, mainly to people I knew on Facebook and stuff like that, nothing real big at all then. And then I told her I had a friend up in North Mississippi that I met when I was doing the Yankee 72 project. And we had some stuff done. It was lasered. And later on, I said, I want to get a laser machine. I says, really make some detailed work and all. And I saved up some money from doing the CNC stuff. And she says, well, you got the money. Go ahead and get you one. So done a lot of research, and the best machine I found was out of Florida. It was an American-made machine. I definitely wanted to get American-made, so I had a good customer service rep there. So I got it and brought it in and didn't know nothing about laser machines and stuff, and started playing with it and learned how to use it. Well, and it basically took over where I very seldom use my CNC machine. Started getting my product out of this company out of Indiana. Walked in a little store here in Hattiesburg and asked this blonde-headed lady, said, hey, can I put some, how do you put stuff in your shop? She says, well, I buy it. I said, I thought she done it, thought maybe she done it on commission. She says, no, I buy the stuff. And she said, well, bring some of your stuff in, let me see it. So I brought it in there, about 3-4 weeks went by and never heard nothing. And I'll come back at where she said, well, I've been really busy, let me see it again. And she looked at it. Well, next thing I know, I had this huge order. I'm like, oh my goodness. So Mississippi Made & More has really got me into the business doing it. And I do tumblers and stuff like that. But that's kind of how I really got into the laser business, to the engraving. And then it just really took off where I mainly do wholesale work. I do retail for people. Quite a few retail people comes in, want to do their cups and mugs and stuff like that. And I do a lot of decanter sets for my Marine buddies and send them all over the country. I do that. But most of the stuff is wholesale. I don't like to go to festivals and do stuff at festivals and have a lot of inventory just sitting there in my shop, because it's just a waste of space and stuff. But you order it, I'll make it, and I'll send it to you. But I did, like I said, I really do love doing wholesale work.
So your machine, it can cut wood as well and shape wood as well as engrave?
Small wood. It don't cut no big wood. It cuts a smaller wood, eighth inch, you know, up to a quarter inch, and the biggest it'll cut. On my machines, I started out with the one machine, and I kept it for a while. And then this is how the Lord blesses us, folks. I'd had this on my shop. I had my wood shop in on the side. It had a little side shop, and I took it in to put my laser in, and I outgrew it pretty quick. And I'm like, I told Karen, I said, I got to do something. So I went and bought me a bigger portable building and brought in there, 20 by 30, anyway, a bigger building. Fixed it up inside, and air conditioning, heater and stuff, and I'll fix it up. So I put my machine in it, and I was been looking for another machine, a used machine, to go along to complement my machine I had. And every machine I found was way off in Texas, Illinois, Florida, somewhere way off. And I'm like, I just don't want to drive or, you know, get a used machine. But the Lord, you know, when he's ready for your time, he'll open the doors for you. And my sister lives over in Puddle. She said, well, this guy, I know he's got some type of laser machine or something. Don't you do that kind of stuff? I said, yeah. She said, well, here's his number. Call him. And I called him. And he has the same machine that I have, just 10 watts slower than I have. And I called him, and we worked up a deal. And the day I got ready to move my stuff in my shop, I went and picked up the machine and moved it in. And I said, well, that's the Lord working. You know, he's going to have it in, you know, in my time, you know, in his time, not my time. So he blessed me, and I was able to, you know, when I opened up my other little shop, moved everything in, everything fit perfect, you know, my two machines, you know, and everything's been rocking along ever since in it.
So you've had the Lord, you've had other small businesses, you've had your wife. You've mentioned her in just about every sentence. Tell us how your wife has been your partner in all of this.
Well, I tell everybody, my wife's my rock. You know, she's the one that keeps me going with my different stuff I have going on, with some of the ailments I have going on. But she always keeps me.
And that's probably a full time job keeping you in line, Clifton.
It is definitely a full time job with her. But she keeps me straight. She makes sure that my orders is. Right, I mess up a lot of inventory. She'll tell you that my spelling is wrong sometimes, and she'll catch it. She's like, let me check your spelling before you send this, you know, do this or and all that. So she'll say, she does the ordering, she does a lot of the invoicing for me. But it's a family business.
It is a family owned and operated business.
It's not even that. Even has my two girls is involved in it a lot. When we first got started, they was doing a lot of the sending out marketing, doing Facebook stuff for me and stuff.
And I hear you're about to have another little employee.
I hope to have one for long. I'm going to be a grandpa.
How about that?
I am so excited about that. I'll be our first grandchild. So that's kind of took my youngest daughter away a little bit from doing design. She's like, Daddy, I'm pretty busy now. I can't do a whole lot for you right now. So I said, I understand, sugar. But like I said, we are definitely, we put our faith in God and let him, you know, lead the way. And he's definitely blessed us in everything we've done. And if that wasn't him, we don't need to do it, you know. So that's the way we look at it.
Clifton, we know that first and foremost, you are a child of God. You follow God. You have a Christian family. So
God family business has always been
your business. And then what else is special about you? You are a
I'm a Marine.
He is a Marine.
And I do eat, sleep, and bleed Marine. My wife would tell you when it's when you go through Marine Corps boot camp, you know, they instill in you when you talk about the other, I ain't gonna put down the other branches. I love them all to death, and I thank them for their services.
And sometimes people cross over. They'll serve in one, and then they'll go to another. So
they do, but when you see a Marine, you know a Marine, because most of them don't have a Marine sticker on their truck.
And the stance, and sometimes the haircut.
Yep. Hey, you're going to be able to pretty much tell a Marine out there. So.
Well, Semper Fi, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And the Marine sticks over in my business because I do a lot of Marine
stuff.
That was
my next question, how do the two?
I have a Marine license to do a lot of the Marine stuff. I can do and sell.
And you do other branches? Any branch?
Pretty much. I can do any branch. I do the stuff for them. And
law enforcement?
I do law enforcement, anything that you need.
Emergency response.
Yes, ma'am.
Firefighter.
Plaque. I do plaques for them. I just got through doing some plaques for out at Camp Shelby for a lot of the guys out there.
So even if something is not bought from you or from one of your stores that you wholesale to, you can bring it into one of these stores, and would you engrave it for them?
Yes.
And put anything on it?
So yes.
You probably do a lot of graduation gifts, new baby gifts.
Whatever. If you need
anything,
lasered, engraved, I can pretty much do it.
I had a leather purse and I wanted my initials on it,
it's according to how expensive it is. I know some of your purses. I don't know about that.
So bring a much lesser purse to let you try it out first. Well,
yes.
Clifton Addison, he is not only owner of Addison Designs with his beautiful wife, back end support. But he's also a Marine, and we are so thankful for him for furthering his community service and what he does with a business and still serving in every way that he can to our United States military. So thank you so much, Clifton, for all you do, and we'll have you back right after the break. Shop Local Mississippi. If you'd like to be on our show, visit shoplocalmississippi.org. Send us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com or visit us on social media, Shop Local Mississippi. Melissa Socher, we'll see you after the break.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to Shop Local Mississippi with our friends at Super Talk. We are bringing you small business owners right to your car, your home, wherever you're listening. Let's talk to these people. Let's hear what they have to say. Let's hear why we should shop local in Mississippi. ShopLocalMississippi.org, ShopLocalMississippi on Facebook. Look us up, and we'd love to have you on our show. Today, we welcome back Clifton Addison. Clifton has Addison Designs. Before the break, we spoke with him about the different products that he can produce with his laser cutting machine. He can engrave on glass, leather, metal. Help me out, Clifton.
Metal, wood.
Wood.
Just about anything that I can engrave on, just give me a call. I can just about I can tell you what I can do and can't do.
I've seen some beautiful decanter sets that people gift to what's the head dog at Camp Shelby?
Yeah, to the colonels. People
they
retiring.
Just got a new colonel, and they wanted to gift him a decanter set.
Right,
so it was sent to you for you to engrave with his name, rank.
Right. Actually, I have the decanter sets in stock. I can do them. I can put their name, the rank, their day they started, went into service, the day they're going out of service on them on one side. I can put the service on the other side. I can take the whiskey glasses and put, you know, do the same thing on them, take care of them. It's a great gift.
So, Clifton, where can we find your products locally in Mississippi? What stores? Do you have a website?
The main store you can find them at is Mississippi Made and More. It's the best store you can find my product. The website is not up right now. We're working on maybe trying to get another one back up and going. But you go to Facebook, you can look me up, just look up Clifton Addison on Facebook, and you can just look through and find a lot of my stuff, and you can message me on Facebook.
So if someone were to look up Clifton Addison, you might see the United States Marine Corps logo just a few times here.
Yes.
And there. So tell us a little bit about your service and what you're doing now to give back to the Marine Corps and how you are still serving.
Well, I went in the Marines back when right out of high school. I graduated high school in 1985, and 4 days later I was standing on these little yellow footprints in Parris Island, South Carolina, and said, well, I did what? You know?
And where's my mama?
Yeah. But I stayed in until 89. I got out. Once you're a Marine, when was a Marine, always a Marine.
That's
but
right.
I'm into what they call the Marine Corps League now, and I've been in it for, I don't know, probably 20 years or so. We have a detachment here in Hattiesburg. called a Comiskey Wheat Detachment.
Is that specific to Mississippi, or is that a national?
The Marine Corps League is a national organization, and we have a detachment like here in Hattiesburg. We have 10 detachments in the state of Mississippi. I'm a detachment officer in the department, and actually a national. I'm a chairman of the committee for the national office. And
when you say homeless, you mean veterans?
Homeless veterans. I'm the homeless veterans chairman for national, working on the committee to help homeless veterans for national. We're working on a few different things nationwide, different things, and that's been a nice deal for myself to get on and be working on that.
Tell us how, and I see the little signs that say veteran, need money, need food, need a job. Tell us how that happens in our society. How do they slip through the seams and become homeless? And it's very common.
PTSD is the big thing, and some of them don't want to. Some of them with a PTSD, they just want to be at home. Back several years ago, I used to work for the congressman, and I got to. Randy Price had the field house, started the field house down here. I don't know if you remember that. And I told Randy, I said, if you ever need anything, let me know. I said, I'm here to help you in any way I can. And sometimes you tell somebody something and all of a sudden it comes true. And he called me, he says, Cliff, man, he said, I got these two guys here. He said, he's a veteran that's out in the woods. He says, he needs your help. He got beat up a couple of times. He says, I need you, if you can, go talk to him, see what you can do to help him. Now, I'm fixing to step out of my comfort zone. I told Randy, I said, man, I'll help you any way I can. So I said, I got to do it. And I've never been out in the woods and,
don't homeless, know what's in those woods.
In a homeless camp,
And right.
So, and this is another way God works, So I told Randy, I said, okay. He said, well, say, meet these two guys here
field house.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Field house at, this afternoon. I said, okay. So, I meet him there. They get in my truck and here we headed out, going to go out in the woods and meet this guy. And here we started going and here this guy come walking up the road. So I didn't have to go out in the woods to meet him. Here he comes. He comes up.
Did he sense that there was another Marine in the area? Is that what it did? No, this was the Army.
I don't know, but this was the Army guy. So anyway, he came up and he was sitting out on the back porch. We went out the back behind the field house and sat there and started talking. And needless to say, I had about another five or six or seven guys there that wasn't even veteran. They were sitting around us while we talked. And we was able to talk for, 20, 30 minutes or 40 minutes and ask him. I said, man, why? He's like, man, I'm just, and he was retired, had 100% disability, and he's out of Florida. And he came up, he says, man, I'm just scared to live with my family. I'm afraid I might hurt him. Mm-hmm. He said, that's the reason I left him. He says, they get my money. He said, I still send my money to them and all. He said, I'm scared I might hurt. I said, why do you want to live in the woods? And he said, that's the only place I can. I said, what if I can get you out of the woods? And so he says, so anyway, we talked, and I was able to witness to him also. And he informed me, but that opened the door to 16 more veterans I was able to meet and see there. Wow. And get out of the woods.
So we think we've got plans, and God's going to put us right where he wants us to be at the right time.
That's the reason I was able to do it on a national level. And it's always been a burden in my heart there several years ago. And I kind of got out of it for a while, but then I got back in it on a national
level. So now
level.
You're the director of the...
No, I'm just the chairman.
Of the Mississippi...
No, I'm the director of Mississippi right now. I'm the...
Marine Corps League.
I'm the chairman of the upcoming ball we're going to have.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. And we're about to wrap it up, so let's get that information out there.
All right, we got the... this is the 250th birthday for the Marine Corps ball. Marine Corps turned 250 this year. The Commandant of the Marine Corps wants to go big or go home. So all you Marines out there, we are holding a statewide Marine Corps ball It's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi at the Jackson Community Center.
So Marines don't have to go or try to get to other states. I know that's the reason why a lot don't go to the ball is because they have to travel so far. So now there's going to be one in Mississippi November 1st?
Right, November 1st. A lot of, you know, some of the Marine Corps League Detachment has balls, but this is going to be, a lot of Marines don't go to balls. So we ask you, you can go on to the Department of Marine Corps League website and sign up. It ain't but $50 a person.
And you
to
have
go.
A Facebook page.
You go on our Facebook, Marine Corps League Facebook page, and go there.
And all branches are welcome.
All branches,
attend.
Anybody is welcome to attend. It's going to be an awesome event. I can't talk much about it. I want to thank Melissa for getting on board with us. She's one of our board. She's actually our chairman of fundraising, and I thank her so much for getting on board.
And this can only happen with fundraising,
right,
correct?
Exactly.
So how close are we to meeting our goal?
We still got a little ways to go.
We're halfway. So we still need sponsors for this event.
Exactly. So if you want to be a sponsor, please let us know, and we'll definitely get on board with you and give you all the information. But the 250 is very special to us. For the Marines, come on out.
So you're bringing Marines and other veterans together, and I know just from my experience with family members that are veterans, they don't feel at home and in a safe place, and no better place than talking to other veterans. It's like y'all have your own language. You understand each other. You've been there. You've done that. And for some time, like the ones that have become homeless or get cast out of society, if they could just talk more and we're brought together more with each other, where they can share the things they've been through, their fears, their worries, the things that they battle with on a daily basis. If they could just be brought together more like this Marine Corps ball and what you're doing, Clifton, on a daily basis, I feel like these veterans would be able to get further along.
We got a great committee that's putting this thing together, and you just come together, and we're going to be able to celebrate together, and that's the main thing, celebrate, and to get the camaraderie that we used to have when we was in a corps together, and be Marines as Marines.
I bet nobody that's thinking of any crimes or doing anything bad would go near that convention center on November 1st because it's a Marine ball.
We're going to have plenty of security in the parking lot and all that, so it's, even though it's downtown. And we also got the Westin Hotel, so it's going to be right there next door that you're going to be able
so
to
you've
get.
So you've blocked off rooms. If people
rooms
go ahead and get in there,
everything.
RSVP, and it's $50 to attend. Bring your family, brothers and sisters, grandmother.
Whatever.
And you'll honor the Marines that we've lost.
Yes.
And you'll have a museum section where you'll have...
We're hoping to have some...
Every uniform is what I heard.
We're working on that right now.
Beginning of the Marine Corps.
We're working on it.
Well, I know a lot of wonderful memories and stories will be shared on that day.
We can't wait.
Mississippi Marine Corps League Ball coming up on November 1st. You can go to the Mississippi Marine Corps League Facebook page and find out more information. Just $50 to attend. Anybody's welcome. All branches of military. The 250th birthday of the Marine Corps. So what do we say, Michael?
Semper Fi.
Thank you, Clifton. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your service.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Center on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to Shop Local Mississippi, where we speak with local business owners across Mississippi and how they give back and contribute to Mississippi, helping our economies and communities grow and thrive. Today, we are hearing from Cliff Rusham, owner of Local Mugshots here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Mugshots Bar and Grill, and a brand new venture that has been open a few weeks now, the Vicious Biscuit in Hattiesburg that he and his brother have opened. Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
Cliff, I'm good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you so much for your time today. We know you are a busy man that wears many hats. Tell us a little bit about your Mugshots venture and how that came about.
Yeah, so I got involved with Mugshots through Ron Seville, one of the co-founders of the brand that started, obviously, here in Hattiesburg. Ron and I were just, much like a lot of people in that brand, we were just good buddies in college and kind of stayed in touch. And, you know, I don't really have that that full background that a lot of people have in this restaurant industry. I don't have that grinding 80 hours a week in a kitchen or anything like that. But so just kind of was good friends with Ron and stayed in touch. And actually, he convinced me in 2013 to come work with him, or I should say for him, in his corporate office. And so I kind of learned the back end of it first. In his office, and then for almost 4 years, I worked for Ron and kind of watched as he led his company and how he did things. And then in 2017, my brother Hunter and I bought our first location from Ron. It was an existing location in Flowood, so we bought that store, and then we built the location in Pearl about a year later in 2018, and then Hunter and I bought the Hattiesburg location in 2021. So we've got three of the 22 locations of Mugshots, and have loved working with that brand and Ron and his people, and it's been great.
I know, Cliff, when my family and I, and as you know, I have triplet sons that are about to be 12 years old in a couple weeks, and they play travel ball. I know when we're up in the Flowood, Jackson area playing ball, we get so tired of the chain restaurants, and we always try to be intent with eating locally, and we're so happy to see a Mugshots. I know you see a lot of ballpark kids eating at your restaurants.
Yeah, certainly. You know, that's one thing we just do really well at all of our locations, not just ours, but all 22 Mugshots locations. Is we have figured out how to feed large groups like that, large parties. Certainly for ours up there, as you mentioned in Flowood, you've got the ballpark across the street. The same goes for here in Hattiesburg. You've got obviously campus right down the road from us. And so, that's just one thing we know we've got to execute if we're going to be successful is to get those large groups in, get them fed and get them right back out. But you're exactly right. You know, people sometimes see that Mugshots brand and they think, oh, that's a chain restaurant. Well, they couldn't be any more incorrect on that. Yes, we are a franchise. We certainly are a franchise location in Hattiesburg and our two in Jackson. But you know, Ron, the founder, and that's what's important to us, is that founder is still involved. He's still making those day to day decisions at an office right here in Hattiesburg. And so, you know, while it is a quote unquote franchise, certainly it's still got that hometown feel. It's still affecting the hometown families are still locally owned, and you know that's what we want people to know and remember about Mugshots, is that you're still shopping local when you're eating in our restaurants. There's no doubt about that.
Cliff, when people want to go into business and they seek advice from other people, it seems that they get one answer consistently: go into any business you want except the restaurant business. I mean, is that fair? That's what most people say?
And I think that's I think it's unfair. I'll be honest with you, Kelly. You're right. I mean, I was ignorant to that as well. When Ron first reached out to me for working for him, I was a banker. I worked in a bank, and I loved my job, what I did for the local bank. And I just heard nightmare stories. But you know, I didn't really do my research, and you know, you don't take into consideration. It's more about the people you're working side by side with. It's not about the industry. And so, yeah, I think that's unfair, and certainly we've seen that. We've loved our time. You know, what I love about it is it's something new every day. It's a different challenge every day. You know, you don't just go sit in an office. You're going to interact with these customers and these people, and certainly that's our biggest challenge is dealing with a large group of people, but it's also our biggest blessing that we get to do that every day.
You also have the Vicious Biscuit in Hattiesburg, which is your latest venture. And when I talk to different restaurant owners, they'll say the biggest problem they are facing today is keeping a consistent workforce. Let me go further. They say that in the old days, it used to be where employees would schedule their free time around work. And now it seems to be that this younger generation, and it's not a criticism, it just is what it is. They say the younger people plan their work around their social life. Are you finding that to be the case?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I tell our people every day, I remind them, hey, we're no longer a place where people have to work, right? We've got to be a place where people want to work. And so day in, day out, we're working on our culture first, right? It's going to be, we're going to take care of our people first. It's 1A and 1B. It's our people and the guests. And they kind of go hand in hand. If your people are happy, they're going to give better service. That's what we've seen. But you're right. I mean, that is our biggest challenge. But, you know, we are committed to making sure that we have the correct culture inside of our stores. And I think that shows with what we've done and how we've executed and the type of service you get with our locations.
And Melissa, sure. I'm not even sure that you know this, but I had the opportunity.
Thank you, Kelly.
And it was an honor. No, what I'm about to say is that I had a chance to coach Cliff in baseball before he, of course, went on to great things at Hattiesburg and at Southern Miss, which leads me to this question, Cliff. And you're one of the most competitive baseball players that I ever got the opportunity to coach. The competitive spirit of sports, how has that helped you as a business owner, particularly in the food business?
Oh, well, you use it every day to answer your question. I mean, it's you wake up every day and you strive to get better. You don't settle. You know, there's always ways that we can improve, whether it's through our service or through our quality or whatever it is with our industry. You know, that's what you wake up to do. You wake up to find a way to get better, just as you do in any sport, baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is, Kelly. You know, if you're not waking up and you're not trying to get better every day, then certainly you're kind of going backwards. It's kind of what I always believed in my baseball career. So
just shut. If you're not trying to get better, just shut it down, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Cliff, I know that when my family, when we eat at Mugshots, a lot of times we'll see your family sitting at a table nearby, and we know that it's got to be a good place to eat with good food if you see the owner and his family sitting beside us. Your restaurants serve, it's family-oriented, so you've got an area where people can sit in a family-style section, and then you've got the bar area. You've got that completely separated, or the two can intermix, you know, if people want to sit at a table. And I really like that atmosphere, so that no matter what kind of group you're bringing to your restaurants, they'll feel at home and welcomed. And we can always tell that your employees share, just like you were saying, the same core values. You can tell that they have been taught and prepped so well, because they all act the same. They all come to your table, welcome you, and you just get sort of a family Christian atmosphere feel whenever we eat at your restaurants. Tell us about your menu at Mugshots and how you came up with those unique names for some of your burgers.
Well, certainly, I won't take any credit for that, Melissa, but I appreciate, you know, saying what you did about our culture. And you know, we feel like that's important, and that goes for all 22 locations in Mugshots. And in our industry, it's no secret. The more you're in these stores, the better they're going to run, the less turnover you're going to have. People just enjoy having that owner presence in a location, and we take that to heart. And so you're certainly right. It's I love having my kids involved in these locations. And, you know, if you come into Vicious right now, you're during the summertime, you'll probably see my kids running food and bussing tables. And certainly we want to kind of instill that into our children at an early age, and how to teach them that work ethic from, you know, they're 10 and 11 years old. But to go back to your question about the menu, look, I'm not, that's not what we do. I'm not that creative guy. I certainly believe in know what you do well and know what you don't do well. We leave all that up to Ron Saville and his team at the corporate office. And
I know
he's really good about getting input from us. And you know, but it's, you know, Hunter and I, we can manage people, we can manage systems, and that's what we know. And so that's why we go with this franchise systems and the franchise model, is because we're certainly believers in surrounding ourselves with people that are smarter than we are. And I feel like that's what we've done with both brands that we have.
I'll answer that question just a little bit, only because I know Blankenstrom's?
Blankenstrom's, yeah.
Yes. So that was a gentleman that is now one of the top bankers in town here.
Chase Blankenship.
Yes.
Who
yes,
I also,
we can say it. We'll say his name.
Who I also coached in baseball.
Yes.
The menu, so Ron and his former partner, when they first opened up the original Mugshots, I mean, it was just a college bar, and they happened to serve some really just outstanding hamburgers. And their way of paying their friends back that put in some sweat equity was naming these menu items after their buddies. And here we are over almost, I guess, right at 25 years later, and a lot of those names are still on the menu.
The important value behind that particular menu item is that Mugshots helped put that gentleman through college.
Sure.
And they taught him so much about values and business, and he went on, like I said, to be a top banker here in town. But you've put a lot of kids through college. You've helped a lot of families. You've helped buy first vehicles. Talk a little bit about how you give back to the communities that you serve.
Yeah, well, certainly, we prefer, I'll just be honest with you, Melissa, like if somebody's going to call us for a donation, then certainly, we're here to help any organization that we can, that we feel that we want to be a part of. And, we just prefer to kind of do that under the table quietly and let that kind of speak for itself. But,
and it does. It does, Cliff.
And you go to your employees. I mean, that is something that I think I take for granted often, is that, we've got so many people that are just grinding day in, day out to pay their bills. And as you mentioned, to put themselves through college, and seeing them go on beyond that mugshot or that vicious and to succeed after they work for us is what's important to us. It's Coach Sander, I'll kind of
Cliff, hold that thought.
Compare it to a coaching, and as you see a player that moves on and has success later on in life, that's what we want to see. We want to see these guys build,
Cliff,
become great managers or great leaders.
Got to go to a break. We'll talk more with Cliff Russom in just a moment.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Continuing our discussion with proprietor Cliff Russom, who he and his brother Hunter Russom are your proprietors at Mugshots in Hattiesburg and all over the state, but also the Vicious Biscuit in Hattiesburg. And Cliff, as we continue our discussion, when you and your brother were looking at maybe other opportunities, what was it about Vicious Biscuit that attracted you to that venture?
Yeah, it's obviously something we get asked often. We were looking at breakfast concepts. So we knew that's kind of what we wanted to look at next. We talked to a couple of regional companies that, for whatever reason, one reason or another, just we decided to pass on. And those algorithms kind of kicked in on social media, and Vicious Biscuit popped up on my social media. Certainly that food and the picture and the videos are what caught our attention first, and so we reached out. And lo and behold, the founder and current CEO of Vicious Biscuit grew up in Laurel, Mississippi. And so they're based out of Charleston, South Carolina. And like I said earlier, while they're a small company, we're the 10th location in the company. We're the third franchised unit. But it didn't take many conversations to realize, okay, these guys are committed to growth. They have the correct systems. They're similar to our setup with Mugshots, and then it's a small company. I could pick up the phone right now and call either Ron or George McLaughlin, the CEO of Vicious Biscuit, and both of them are going to answer the phone. If they don't, they're going to call me back shortly afterwards. And that's what we want. We want to keep it to where it kind of feels like a small company, but at the same time, they both companies give us phenomenal support and that we need to be successful in our local stores.
But in your marketing plan, too, it's not just, okay, I'm going to get this franchise. You've got to put it in a location that you know is going to thrive. What was it about the Hattiesburg area that you thought Hattiesburg and the Vicious Biscuit are indeed a good fit?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. We bought the Jackson, Mississippi markets and Hattiesburg markets, similar, the same footprints as Mugshots. That we have with Mugshots. Hattiesburg, we kind of thought would be just kind of a wait-and-see game until something kind of fell in our lap and we got lucky, and that's exactly what happened. This location, the current location we're at now, became available, and we went knocking on the door to Poncho James. And, I'll be honest, it probably wasn't it wasn't the safest choice for Poncho, but he, luckily for us, he had been to a Vicious. He stuck his head in one in Boone, North Carolina, and loved what he saw with that concept. And, he's been phenomenal in helping us get this open and what he's done to the exterior of this building. He's been just fantastic for us and, taking a chance on us and an emerging brand as well. But this location, it was a grand slam. I'll be honest. I knew it was going to be good. But the first 3 months and the traffic we've had, it just fits what we want to do with Vicious and the brand, and it's been a home run so far.
Okay, now he stuck in two baseball terms there, folks. I wanted you to notice a grand slam and a home run.
I gave up plenty in my time. I gave up plenty of both.
Oh no, you're a much better pitcher than that.
Cliff, let's talk about your menu. Tell us about your food items offered, breakfast, lunch. I know you say the word biscuit in Mississippi and everybody comes running.
Well, and that's what led us here, Melissa. Like, we just felt like this menu's perfect for our area, for Mississippi. Not only the hometown ties to Laurel with George, but the menu itself, it just speaks volumes, and they've got a great product first and foremost. But it's the same menu for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. It's certainly biscuit based, but there is plenty of options. Some of our best sellers, we've got stripper grits that I would put up against anybody in the region. I'll be honest, it's by far our best item on the menu, in my opinion. And then we've got a couple shareable appetizers. But one thing I love about Vicious is they keep it simple. They know what they do well. And they don't try to strive from that. But outside of those biscuits and the shrimp and grits, certainly we've got, plenty of drink options, adult beverages, cocktails to go with that brunch. And, one thing that I've kind of had my eyes open to is we've got some really good gluten-free options here, and that's gone over so well. Just had no idea there weren't enough options here in Hattiesburg that offers a wide variety of gluten-free items. Certainly the best-selling one of those has been our gluten-free biscuit.
Well, Cliff, we want to wish you nothing but the best going forward, both at, of course, Mugshots, you've got a proven track record, but Vicious Biscuit, it's always important those first couple of years that the business do well. And because you're locally born, raised, and have decided to stay, we think that means a lot, and we appreciate what you do for the community. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate what you guys do. Appreciate you having me on and helping us highlight this these two awesome brands.
Cliff Russum on Shop Local Mississippi. Well, it's always good that we can talk to these folks, Melissa, and share their story. And as much as you know a lot of these people on an individual basis, you are learning things in these interviews that you didn't know.
I am. We've been in the food service industry a little bit, and just like you said earlier, it was a bigger franchise, and it wasn't something in the end that we could be profitable and be able to give back to the communities that we were in. But the food service industry is so important in Mississippi, and like I said, whenever we travel, we look for locally owned restaurants, and a locally owned restaurant can be a chain, and they can still call themselves a small business, and they are based out of a small town.
Don't forget to reach out to us online, shoplocalmississippi.org, shoplocalmississippi.org, or our Facebook page, Shop Local Mississippi. We'll talk to you next time. For Melissa Socher and producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sanner. Thanks for joining us on Shop Local Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.